God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Welcome to the show. Can you hear me, Zam?
Good evening, good evening.
Hear me, Zam?
You hear me? Yes, ma'am. Good evening, good evening.
Good evening and good evening. Okay. How are you doing? Let's just start off with getting just back acquainted with the listening audience. How are you doing? What's been going on? What's up?
I'm doing really good. Been out for a little bit, but I'm back. We got to get back on track.
Yep, got to get back on track. We've been trying to listen.
Sometimes life happens and you have to dip out for a little bit.
That's true. Y'all gotta excuse me because I have a headset hooked to the computer that doesn't want to act right for me. So I'm gonna try to hear as much and talk as much as I can. What we want to do is make sure that we talk about. Well, we got a couple of things we're gonna be talking about today. Okay. I'll tell y'all how my day went. My day has been in a car all day long. I took a little lunch break from the car, but from 9 o'clock this morning to what time is? About 6:30, 7 o'clock in the car. Uh-huh. Me and my honey. We're doing this courier job, which has become popular for a lot of people. When the pandemic came, joining up with Uber. Well, we're not with Uber. Uber Eats and Lyft and some other Grubhub or something like that. A lot of people have been resorting to doing courier jobs. So we joined up with a courier service. And we just go all over Houston. I can't say that I'm sick of seeing Houston, but I can say that I see a lot of Houston. How about that? But like I say, this show, we're going to be talking about some upcoming events. I'm excited about the one that Zam is going to be talking about. So I'm going to digress and let her go ahead and get into what we got coming up with Cook for Show.
Okay. So I know y'all have heard us mention here in the past couple of months about our event that we're having, the Southern Love Experience, and it will be on April 10th of 2021, of course, and it's going to be in Texarkana, Texas at 84 Phase 2 Bar and Grill. We will be presenting to Texarkana and the surrounding areas the Southern Love Experience. It will be featuring, of course, it's a family-oriented show. So, of course, it will be featuring Marcel Casanova himself, Billy Cook, also known as Mr. Sco Iconic, and they both will be accompanied by the Right Touch Band out of Houston, Texas. There will also be another possible appearance by Johnny Wright, Mr. Johnny Wright himself. Now, you may say to yourself, who is Johnny Wright? The only way you're going to know is if you do show up. It is a show that you do not want to miss. All of our family members, or a lot of our family members, are going to be showcasing their talents there, whether it is artistic, where it is cuisine, just a gamut of things. We have a lot of things that we're going to be raffling off. It will be very well worth your ticket price of $20 for you to come in. I promise you, you will not regret it. And if for any reason you need any information, any extra information, you can always either inbox me on Facebook, Zam Witherspoon, and I can answer any questions you may have there. You can also inbox us on the Cook for Show, and that's COOKFASHO, Facebook page, and we check that daily, and you can send us a message there. And you can also, you can also message Queenie Daniels, which is the queen herself, which is my, I'm co-hosting with on this show tonight. So there are a lot of different avenues that you can go to get any information that you may need. And we're working on something right now for those of you who may want to see the show but may not be able to physically attend. So just keep your ears open and your eyes open, and we hopefully we'll let you know something about that next week. But yeah, we're excited about the whole situation. It's coming down to the wire. We have less than a month to go. So get your tickets as soon as you can. And you can message me on Messenger. That's Zam Witherspoon. And I can give you the information that you need. And you can always cash at me as well at $Shazam382. And tell me your name and how many tickets you need. And I will go ahead and when you send your money, I'll go ahead and get your tickets set aside and put your name on those tickets to reserve them for you. And again, I say any questions that you have, you can message me, Zam Witherspoon, on Messenger, or you can contact Queenie Daniels, or you can contact us in the Cook for Show, on the Cook for Show Facebook page. Okay, Janice?
Sounded good to me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Oh, just check it. Look, I'm excited about this. Okay, go ahead.
It's one more thing, and I am so sorry for this. I forgot another one of the performers that are going to be there that night, and it is you're going to have the great vocals of Cassandra James and Tam Bickerson, better known as the Essence of Soul. And you guys, I promise you, it is a show that you do not want to miss. We have something for everybody. And please remember that as far as the physical show, it's 25 and up. So you have to be 25 and up to actually get in. But hopefully, if we can get this other set up, then of course you'll be able to watch from home or wherever, you know, in a group setting with your family and friends, you can see the show from home. Okay, now I'm done. I promise.
Well, I know it's gonna be awesome. You know, I'm excited. I mean, you know, both brothers there. Well, the third brother. Now, is Chris gonna perform?
I don't know about Chris, but I think Johnny Wright might be.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good to me. You know, I'm just excited because, oh my God, this is gonna be epic. You know, those of you that have not checked out music from Marcel Casanova, he has a whole channel on YouTube. You need to go to YouTube and go ahead and get it done. And let me tell you something. When you check out his music, you're going to say, wait a minute, I got to be there. Okay, I have to be there. Now, you can't say, well, I'm in Houston, because guess what? Me and my husband is in Houston, and guess what? We leaving, making sure we get out there and be a part of what's going down. You don't want to miss it. I promise you, you're going to be sick if you do. All I'm saying. Now, this COVID thing, y'all know I got to go in on you. This old COVID. Oh, I'm talking to the one that's sniffling. I'm talking to the one that's coughing. I'm talking to the one that's sneezing. Talking to the one that think you can cover it up and be at the show. Like she said, we got something special. We're going to hook up to where you can watch it from the house. You can quarantine the Southern Love Experience. Don't that sound good? Sounds good to me. Yes. We're going to have a good old time. Now, I want to go into a topic. Right. Well, matter of fact, I got two of them. I ain't gonna stay on one of them too long, and I ain't gonna stay on the other one that long either. But we just gonna go here.
Yeah.
First thing I want to talk about in Christian news is Kirk Franklin cussing out his son. Okay.
What?
First of all, okay, this is the thing.
Okay.
Kirk Franklin got into it with his son. You know, they have a long history of not getting along, and the son being disrespectful. So what the son did was piss his daddy off again and then recorded his daddy telling him what he's going to do to him. He said, I'm going to break my foot off in yours. I'm going to listen. Don't you ever disrespect me. Right when Kirk Franklin said that, I said, yes, yes, Kirk Franklin. That's what I'm talking about. So it's some people that are at a crossroads on it, but I feel like this. Let's be honest, people out there. Let's be honest. You done went off. You just didn't do it in front of the church folk. Okay? Now you can walk around and act like you just holier than the, you fell out of a cloud from heaven and started your journey here on earth. You can do whatever you want to. But when I what I heard, damn, did you hear it? Did you hear the recording?
Oh no, I probably have to be on social media for that, and I only go on there to check.
Yeah, I heard it on Instagram. I played it about 5 or 6 times and then shared it with others. Because I felt like, first of all, family business is private business. But since it's out there, let's just be real about it. It's some days that you ain't dressed in no holy cloth. I'm just going to be real with you. It's some days. Now, this was a father to a son, letting that son know, hey, because whatever he did to Kirk, Kirk set his priestly garments down and began to be a father or a man talking to somebody that think they a man. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to go there. Just going to go there. Now, to switch it over to really talk about customs and saints, I remember a time when I was at this church, right? Then they were having a special event at the church. And you know, the ladies, the older ladies, I don't like to call them old ladies. I'm gonna call them older ladies, the mothers of that, thank you, James. The mothers of the church were sitting in the fellowship hall, because you know, you got a real church and you got a fellowship hall. And they was getting that heavy potato salad together. But I ain't going to go in about the potato salad and the string beans that they share, that they cook for every event. I'm going to move on past that. So I went into the fellowship hall. I crossed over from the fellowship hall into the kitchen where the mothers of wisdom was holding a conversation. Before I could step foot through the door, all I hear, it's some mothers in there cussing, talking about the deacon of the church and how he cheating on his wife and that son of a something, something, and blah, blah, blah. They think they in there by themselves. I'm cracking up. I'm cracking up because this why I bring this up. Christians cuss. Boom. I'm done with that. I'm moving on. Is there anything you want to say about it?
No, not at all.
I'm just telling y'all. I know some of y'all, you're holy and you're wearing skirts down to your ankles, but let somebody cross you. See, I know the real you. I know the real you. Some of y'all, I love the Lord, Shundo and Hundo. But I promise you, if somebody take your parking space at that grocery store. Listen, you ain't about to hear speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be a tongue. You don't understand what I'm saying? But it ain't going to be speaking in tongues. Listen, I'm just saying, everybody that's judging Kirk Franklin, I just want you to look down at your two left feet. Okay? Just take a glance down and understand that you're wrong too. Okay? Now, moving on, I got another topic. Because I don't want to talk about church people too long because they get offended.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the Grammys. Okay?
Grammys?
The Grammys.
Oh.
The Grammys. Everybody. Listen, I'm just going to say they buzzing about Cardi B and Megan. Is it Thee Stallion? Megan Thee Stallion.
Uh-huh.
And how their performance was too provocative. Zam, have you seen the performance?
It's wild. What did they expect it to be? And they put it on national television. What did they expect?
What did
the spot mean? No, they probably need to be schooled. I don't know what they did. First of all, it's Cardi.
That's Cardi. Thank you. I guess they thought she was gonna come out there in a evening gown. Okay.
Well,
let's
anyway,
talk about this let's talk about WAP. Okay. I know some of y'all are like, what? Let's talk about it. I'm talking about what everybody is using these initials for. I was on the infamous Instagram, and I saw this church with a flyer that said the WAP conference. I had to pause so y'all could get that in your what country Wayne say, let that sizzle in your spirit. Let me tell you what the WAP stood for: worship and praise. I'm done. I'm done.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Out. I'm out of here. Even
personally,
though it is.
Personally. Okay. I like Cardi and Mace. So, you know. But they knew what they were getting when they put that on national TV. They knew what
basically,
it was.
I don't understand why. Let's be real, Zan. Let's be real. If you watch TV from sun up to sun down, you're going to see more than what they did. I'm just being real. You're going to see more than what they did. You watch a couple of Tyler Perry series, baby, you're going to have to listen. If you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to be on the altar. I done seen some stuff on these Tyler Perry. And I ain't mad because the man be writing these scripts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Yep. I really don't understand. I mean, now I was listening to the radio, and I had, it was a couple of women that went on there and was talking about the old school days and songs that they used to sing when they was kids, and when they got older, they realized what they were singing, and all that rah, 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 right?
Yeah.
I'm like this. If you watching the Grammys and it bothers your spirit, that means that you have graduated from the Grammys. That means that you have a whole nother life that you need to be living besides watching the Grammys. That's how I feel. Because that's just it. You need to be watching something else. You should have changed.
It's a simple fix. Just turn the channel.
Just change the channel. But let me drop this. Let me let this sizzle in your spirit.
But how you gonna keep talking about it?
And I ain't being racist. Look, Zan, I'm not being racist. But I think the biggest problem was how much of a woman they were. Because I didn't see Madonna. Come on. I didn't see, Prince, you know, rest his soul. Prince even had his cheeks out, you know, just trembling all down the stage, licking it, you know, all kinds of stuff. You understand me? I done seen some stuff. Women kissed on stage. Everybody laughed it off. But as soon as these women get up here, you understand me? Not saying that I just change the channel if I don't want to watch it, you know? But let's just be real. What was really more, what was the difference between this performance and any other provocative performance that they have had in the past? Just saying.
The name of the song.
Yep. And honey, let me tell you, on that radio show, them black women, baby, they was upset. Some of them was like, I loved it. They did their thing. Then some of them was on there, well, I'm a black woman. And I just believe that we should cover it up and we shouldn't let them exploit us this way.
I believe that people should live and let live. If it does not affect your bank account, if it does not affect your life, If it does not affect whether you or your family eats or where you sleep or anything of that nature, and if it doesn't hurt or harm anybody else, then mind your business. It ain't got nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with you. Lesson you, now, these Christians, lesson you finna show up at Megan Doe with a what they used to call them things? A track. A Christian track telling her how to be saved or something. You know. Some people, listen. Huh?
Is that what it was?
It was a track. You know, Sister Cookin, you know they used to have a stack of tracks.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And they used to show up at people's door. But see, I'm like this. I mean, I agree with you too. To each his own, because first of all, let you live and let live. I mean, because first of all, they are in a whole different genre. They're in a whole different world. What you thinking about, they ain't thinking about.
Yeah. They're in a whole different tax.
They making money. Making money. Then some people say, well, they just, what does lady say? They're just taking power over them. How do they put it? Where a woman she's not letting a man exploit her. She's making the money off of exploiting herself. I was like, what? What happened? What went down? Why we always got to go there? You know, they do what they do. Cardi, what was Cardi B before she started rapping? What'd you say in the back? What'd you say? She was a stripper. Okay. So I know they didn't think she was going to come out of there with a halo on and a choir robe. I know they didn't. Oh, she making that back.
But see, it doesn't have anything to do. To me, it doesn't have anything to do with what she did. This whole show is. This is what she's been doing for years. Is rapping, and what she's been rapping about is what she sees her life, what she's lived. It's nothing.
Yep.
It's nothing. People just don't have nothing to do. They don't.
They don't.
So
they really don't them. And some of I'm going to be honest with you, and this is for the people in the back. You looking at her because and mad at her because that's what you used to do or what you wish you could do. Oh, let's move on. Let's move on. I didn't mean to give you that uppercut like that. I didn't mean to do it, but I did.
I don't know what I
want to do. Hey, I did it. You used to drop it like it's hot. For nothing. For the light bill. You dropped it like it's hot for the light bill. You dropped it. You dropped it. Come on now for that phone bill. Come on for the new shoe. You made it. Okay. Okay. Yeah. They mad. But it's okay. It's okay.
I promise you, I got enough stuff going on that I ain't got to worry about nobody else. And I'm sure everybody's stuff going on that they need to tend to besides worrying about somebody else.
Exactly. Because guess what? Cause they walked away with them Grammys and went home to that house. Mansion. You know, yeah, you're right, baby. You're right. Went home to that mansion. I met this lady. She don't call it a mansion. She say mansion. Girl, I'm gonna get me a mansion. Yeah. Yeah, we sitting at home. You understand me? Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that because I think one thing I have witnessed with women, we love to say twisted stuff about each other. We love.
Yeah.
To challenge and to tear down each other. It amazes me how much energy we can put into everybody else's life and ain't got that energy for our own. Oh, did I punch somebody again? Lord have mercy. It amazes me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Truly amazing. Well, I can't think of nothing else to talk about. I just want them two topics. I just want to address it. That Kirk Franklin thing, I feel like you go, boy. He apologized.
Yep.
Then his son did a repost. Look, Kirk Franklin down there apologized, right? Huh?
Hold on. How old is his son?
His son is a grown man.
He has daddy.
He almost 30 years old.
He needs to be living his own life somewhere.
That's his problem. He can't. He don't know how to have no life without his daddy. That's what it is.
Oh, well, I can't be his therapist. If he that old, he need to find something to do. He doing some childish stuff like a kid, like a teenager would do. You know?
Yeah, why would you do that? Don't you got bills to pay? Don't you got stuff you need to be doing besides recording what your dad is saying? But see, that's how I feel about it. I feel like he did that. So, see, good or bad publicity is publicity. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good or bad attention is attention. And
yeah,
he just, in his head, he think, let me put this on here about my daddy, when really he's trying to get some kind of sympathy. 33 years old. He needs to grow up. But you know that, you remember that commercial? I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Yeah, I said it. I ain't taking it back. Girl, could you imagine if daddy was alive and we recorded him cussing at one of us and we put it on? Zane.
Yeah, I hear you.
What if we would have put it on the internet and daddy found out about it? My Lord. Oh, Lord, that mercy. Oh, Lord, he'd be in a pickup truck at somebody's house. Let's move on. Well, I've had a good time tonight. We want to iterate the upcoming. We want to talk about again about everyone showing up. Well, not everyone, but those that pay. We're going to go over the ticket prices again. And I want you to know, those that are waiting to pay at the door, do what you do, okay? But it's going to cost you more. That's all I'm saying. Now, we're talking about the Southern. What'd you say?
If there are any tickets left.
Those of you that like to wait till the last minute. Those of you that decided, you know what? I'ma just wait. I tell you what. When you see sold out, don't say nothing else. Don't even call. Don't even send an email or a smoke signal. Because that's what half of y'all going to do. Y'all going to try to send her a message and say, hey, Sam, is there a way I can get in? You know, even though I know you sold out. No. You better buy an online ticket.
They can contact us, Janice. They'll just have to do the show, the video.
Let them buy a ticket for the virtual concert.
And we'll have more information about that next week.
Yes, yes, yes. We got some exciting. Listen, there's some exciting things going on. You want to be a part of it. Don't want to miss it. If you have not had a date night, if you have not been out the house, I know that everybody has been quarantined and all that. Listen, this is the night that you get your boo and you say, hey. Look, get your boo and don't tell her where you're taking her. How about that? And then just show up. And be like, this where we at? Southern love. And it's on the pop lock. All right, Zam. Any details you want anybody to know before we get off this show?
Think of anything else at the moment. But like I said, you can contact either of us at
Sam Witherspoon on Facebook in Messenger, or Queenie Daniel. And you can also send us a message in the Cook for Show page. That's COOKFASHO. And you can send us a message there. The tickets are $20 pre-sale and $25 at the door if there are any available at that time.
And I know a lot of y'all figure, hey, I'm family. A lot of y'all figure, oh, I'm family. Let me talk to you for a minute. Those of you that like to hook up. But when you go to other people's stuff, you ain't asked for no hookup. You pay the whole price to get in. You save all your money. When you buy them Jordans, you don't go in there and say, listen, I know Jordan. And I know he would want me to have these for $50. It ain't going down. It's not going down like that. I need y'all to come with your mind on straight. I need you to support black business. Okay, I need you to support black business. And this is like Patti LaBelle said, you're going to get what you pay for. You probably get more than what you pay for. All I'm saying. Come on, we're going to have a good time. Y'all better be in the house. All right, Zam, you can sign off. I'm through.
Until next week, y'all be safe. As my grandson say, be careful, be nice, and we'll see y'all next week.
Well, we love you all, but we gotta go. And remember, we are always a Cook for Show. Bye-bye.